Phone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Great sports weekend. Let me recap where we are and kind of kick off the third and final hour. Hurricanes beat the Golden Knights last night 3-0 to take a 4-2 win in the Lord Stanley's Cup. And nice to see the second world championship or the Stanley Cup finals for the Hurricanes there. Knicks won on Friday night, beating the Spurs Saturday night. Saturday night beating the Spurs and took that series 4-1, first time in over 50 years that they've won. Mets take 2 out of 3 from Atlanta. Are the Braves fans, is there any, not panic, that's not the right word, concern? Is that a better word for it? Any concern? The Braves are struggling as of late. Braves are still now, to be fair, they're still 8 games up. But the Braves are 5-5 in their last 10. And the Braves have lost 4 of their last 5. And the offense is struggling a little bit. The offense scored 1 run against the White Sox in a game, scored 3 and only one. The one they won this past week, but only 1 run yesterday. Strider hurt, Acuna hurt. Any Braves concern out there? Just a little bit as we kind of head. What are we now? 71 games in, headed toward the halfway point of the Major League Baseball season. So that's part of the story there. Denny Hamlin won for the third straight time, closing the door on Tyler Reddick's lead in NASCAR. This time they're up in Pocono. USA looked absolutely dominant in a 4-1 win in the World Cup on Friday night. They play next Friday against Australia. And College World Series yesterday, Troy sends Ole Miss packing, and North Carolina beats West Virginia. So tomorrow, Troy and West Virginia winners got to beat North Carolina twice tonight. Or today, Alabama and Texas in a elimination game. The winner's bracket, Oklahoma and Georgia. The winner of that game will the loser of that game has to, and the winner of the Texas-Alabama game has got to beat the winner of the game twice tonight. So good stuff there. Reaction Monday, what did you think? 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Butch is in Fountain Inn. My man, how you doing, buddy?
My man. All right, man. Mickey, man, I'm feeling the love of Jesus this morning, so I'm great, man. How are you?
Blessed. Heard a great sermon. Got back in church again after a little delay there, and I think we found the right church for us again. So I got that yesterday and got all filled up with some hair on fire for our church. So that's good, man. Good. Glad to hear that for you.
Yeah. You know, man, Mickey, that's weird because it seems like here the past couple weeks I haven't been following my podcast. I listened to the Unashamed podcast with the Duck Dynasty guys, but I got back into it this weekend too. It's I don't know, it's weird. I'm glad you got back into it too, man.
Well, even my now, our pastor made the point to me a few years ago. It's like we all go through dips and valleys, and we all go through highs and lows, and we all get like I said, we get our hair on fire at times, and then we'll get complacent. We're human beings, you know. We get out of whack a little bit.
Yeah. So.
And unfortunately, sometimes it takes adversity to lead us back, and it seemed like we would come back on our own rather than being led astray like the world does to us sometimes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You exactly right. 100%. Hey, man, I am so disappointed that the Knicks won. I ain't going to lie. I don't do a lot of basketball, but I have a deep-seated hatred for the Knicks.
Why so? What is it about the Knicks that got you going?
Spike Lee. Messing with Reggie Miller back in the day.
That's that deep scar.
When he was up there running that yah-yah.
Yeah, that's that deep scar.
While Reggie's out there trying to play a game. Huh?
Yeah. You're talking about in those Patrick Ewing / Reggie Miller days and his chokes and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. When he got out there, he got in Reggie Miller's head so bad. And that poor old blonde-headed white boy, he could only do so much with him.
I heard Patrick Ewing was interviewed the other day, and I heard him talk about some of those, and he said, do you like Reggie or do you hate Reggie now? And he goes, I respect Reggie, but I still don't like him. I mean, that's 20 years ago. You know, still don't like the guy.
Yeah.
Those were some great games.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, it was. But, hey, also, the Kansas, now my best friend is out there. He chases hailstorms because they do dent repair. On cars.
Okay. All right.
I'm sure. Hey, it makes a killing doing.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yes, think about it.
I'm sure.
But he, in Kansas, he was in that place that got hit real bad. Mm. And it was Kansas City. It was like a Salina or something, Kansas. Mm. But he was out there doing God's work too, man. They had like 70, 80 mile an hour straight line winds that came up and knocked trees down. And Friday and Saturday, he was out there helping that community cut up trees and clean their yards up.
Well, I tell you this, my cousin lived out in Kansas for about 12 years. And I watched that anytime I'd hear it, anytime I hear the word Kansas on some sort of in the newscast, you know, you're saying prayers because, and they were lucky. Those violent storms come through there.
Hurricane Alley.
Yeah.
Tornado Alley.
Yes, sir.
Well, Mickey, man, I appreciate you, and I hope y'all have a blessed day.
You too, my friend. Take care of yourself. Let me get Kenny in Seneca, South Carolina. Good morning, Kenny. How you doing this morning?
All right, Mick. How you doing today?
Blessed, buddy. Blessed.
What I have is this weekend I was catching up on social media, and I seen Red Martin had posted a picture of you at his little banquet dinner. And
yeah.
It was you and your spouse. But when I looked at it, scrolled across it, I said, Mickey never mentioned anything about a high school age daughter. He just mentioned some teenage kids.
Ha, 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 ha. I see what you did there, Kenny. I see what you did there.
There has to be laws in place for this.
No. My wife is 36 years old now, so we're good. She does look great. She's not aging. I'm aging, but she's not aging. So that's a good one, Kenny. Very good.
All right, buddy. I'll let you go.
There you go. I like it, man. Touche. Good on you. Let's say prayers for Red. Red's currently in the hospital. And I'm gonna stop back to the show and go over and see him. But Red's had some blood pressure issues and some heart issues. And so let's say a prayer for Red and get him back on his feet. I think he's good to go home today or tomorrow. And the good folks at Sunday Dinner with a Twist.com, all those great volunteers and Cassandra and all held down the fort yesterday. But let's all say a prayer for Red here and his speedy recovery and get him feeling better and get him some rest as we take care of him, hopefully. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. A Adams & Co. Roofing text line. Couple of things getting in. Let me get this one here. Texas just voted World Cup. What an absolute impressive win for USA on Friday night. So let me mention that quickly. The scarred U.S. soccer fan is apprehensive to give the United States credit and are saying Paraguay's terrible. Don't be fooled by it. The optimistic USA soccer fan noticed the quickness, the athleticism, the organization, the aggressiveness, the ball control, the so many scoring opportunities. I mean, they could have scored. I mean, they had tons of opportunities in this game. Take it down the left-hand side. I don't know who our blonde left-hand guy bringing it left-hand side over there is, but, man, that guy was creating. And then he had people finishing, and you had great opportunities time and time again. So the optimistic fan is pointing out it was the sharpest we've ever seen a United States World Cup team. And so I've asked you this one way for one of the ways I asked you was this Paraguay being bad or United States being great? And you said Paraguay being bad. So that said,
I said 50-50.
50-50, okay. So moving forward, I'm going to side with the optimistic men's soccer fan. This group is easy. We got an easy greasy lemon squeezy in the group and the draw there. You push it back on that a little bit. Paraguay's the worst team. We'll face Australia and Thank you. They're a little better.
Doiky.
Yeah, Thank
you. Well, okay, so we don't have the easiest run. Honestly, I think England has the easiest.
Let me check that out for you. Let me see real quick for this one.
They're facing Croatia, Ghana, and Panama.
Remember, wasn't it Ghana that made a good run a few years ago though?
Yeah. Yeah. Argentina's also got kind of a slop group with Jordan, Algeria, and Austria is probably the second best team there.
All right.
One of the things, and especially after watching Australia and Toiki, yay, Australia had no business on paper winning that game. They went 2-0. And one of the reasons they did was because of the speed of their attack. And the biggest downside of this American team is the speed of our back line, defenders. Yeah. We haven't seen the goalkeeper. We haven't seen him do much of anything. I think there were like 3 shots on goal, one of them going in. I'm taking it as it comes. It's great to see
him.
Not
me. I'm getting ahead of my skis.
Okay.
I'm pulling this wagon. The wagon's ahead of the horses, man. USA is going to win this group. They're going to advance to the round of 16 with an easy win against some third, some tomato can, Qatar, or Qatar. And correct me on my pronunciation of that one, because I hear it both ways on that one. We're going to face, I don't know, we're doing like an Austria or something. We'll face some sort of Ghana, or it might be, I don't know, Japan or something. We'll face some tomato can in round 32. We'll win that one. We'll be challenged at 16, at around a 16. But we'll find a way to win that one. We're going to the Elite Eight, boys. Let's go ahead and get the tickets ready and go to the Elite Eight. Speaking of tickets, when we come back, I'll give you the StubHub get-in prices for Seattle, Washington on Friday against Australia and see what that could look like. Love to hear from you. Pratt Injury phone lines, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Adams & Co. Roofing text line, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Go to our website. Go to our app to vote on the most impressive or the best sporting event from the weekend. Short break. Much more on the other side after this. Any guess the prices here?
I'm gonna concede to Adams and Avery. So
you guys already seen it. You already looked up, seen it.
Okay.
I can't see that. So
you can't see that. Your eyes like that bad?
Far away.
Huh. I have a eye appointment tomorrow. Might have cataracts. We'll have to see. I'm hopeful I do so I can get cataract surgery. Anyway, any guess? Get in price. United States, Australia in Seattle on Friday.
$16.90.
Higher. $24.41. So good guess though. I feel like we're doing a.
That's what I was. I was gonna guess exactly that. You didn't get.
$24.41.
Yeah.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff. All right. Before I get to our Adams Curvy text line, good news in Clemson football. They had official visitors in this weekend. They had linebacker R.J. Hudson from Virginia in. They had defensive lineman Seth Tillman from Rock Hill in. And they had Shaggy Alexander from Rayburn Gap, defensive lineman, in. And I think Clemson's in good shape with all three right now. And I think you could get at least 2 of the 3 maybe coming out of that one. The other news is you'll get the Jaden Aparicio Bailey commitments coming up fairly soon. The Seth Williams commitments coming up fairly soon. Both those down to Clemson to Georgia. So we'll kind of see what happens there. But appears to be really good news on the defensive side of the ball. If you think about it, with Tillman, with Hudson, with Aparicio Bailey, and maybe with Seth Williams, Clemson closing out strong on the defensive side of the football. And this, what we need to do now is we'll look it up going into this week, because I think you'll get a couple of commitments maybe this week. Let me give you the latest as far as the team standings here. So in Rivals.com recruiting base, Clemson currently is 13th. And again, if you can get Tillman and Hudson and Bailey and Williams, is that top 10 for Clemson? Top 10 recruiting class? I tell you what, this feels like a completely different feel for Clemson in recruiting. And it just comes down to, they know what it takes to get in the game now, and they're going to pay the going rates for guys, and they're not going to try to short engine there. Clemson's 9th in 247 recruiting at this point in time. But all indications are, at this point, all indications are that it was another very, very successful weekend there. Texas says, Tudor Town Tiger says, Mickey at Cataracts, I drive a Rinker Continental, Paulie Walnuts. I love it. I love it, Tudor Town Tiger. Got to get a little... You got to get a little Sopranos humor in here for you. I don't think I have them, though. I kind of hope to have them, but I don't know if I have them. This is from 6518. Good morning, Mickey. The last 48 hours have been a test on my Christian values, LOL. Between the absurdity of the bandwagon Knicks who got out of their way to show the zero basketball knowledge, and the mainstream media act like the Knicks are the winning the greatest sports moment of all times. I knew it would be this way. I thought it would be the story of the summer. And honest to goodness, I think the United States soccer team, didn't they kind of take away from that a little bit? Is that fair, Will?
For me, 100%. But I thought the general public would – I mean, I thought they would be – I thought all eyes would be on the Knicks.
I would as well. But the bottom line is that I think that it's not that the United States won. They're expected to win. Am I right in thinking, well, it's how they looked. Like, it was not the math test. It was the eye test. It was the art class. The math class was great. 4-1 is great. And the math class is probably a little misleading because it scored right there as time ran out.
On both ends, on the first half and second half.
Right, yeah. Right. With that being said, it was the way that it looked. It looked so crisp. It looked so – they were so aggressive and so attacking. And part of that is when you get down in soccer that you yield some counterattacks. But the United States transitioned so quickly from the back end to the midfield to the front line. Those guys were flying down, and the crisp, the precision, the passing. Tell you, it was impressive. It was and how athletic it looked.
Team speed, first
yes.
touch. We haven't seen that from Americans in a long time.
Yes.
Ever, for me.
And that's another part of it, is that as Americans, I remember doing this when Dabo took over and Clemson started winning a little bit. You still got that Clemson fan who's like, well, we got to go to Wake Forest. You know, it's a house of horrors for us. Man, Duke on a Thursday night. We know how those Thursday games always go on the road for us. I'm like, no, man, you got to get out of the mindset. And for me, maybe one of the biggest things about this United States soccer men's national team, not Olympic team. Maybe one of the biggest things is they might change their whole mindset about this thing. That instead of the, oh, poor, pitiful, here it comes, we're going to find this one. Look, I don't blame them for feeling that way. USA soccer has been one major disappointment after another through the years. At the same time, Friday night looked different. Friday night looked like elite. And again, the opponent probably has a lot to do with that. We'll find out. You expect that to continue? The elite part to continue? The crispness, the athleticism, all that to continue?
Yes, but I think we're going to have some high-scoring games. I think we're going to have to score 3 or 4 to beat Australia.
Yeah. You think Australia can score on us?
Yeah. I mean, their front, the two guys that they had attacking against Dyke.
Yeah.
They are fast, and we are slow on defense. I'll be really interested to see how Mauricio Pochettino, U.S. men's team's coach, adjusts to kind of try to slow them down or set traps, offside traps, things like that. It's going to be interesting.
The years ago, before we both aged, I used to get that we looked a lot alike. How it properly phrased, though, is that he looks like me.
Oh, Poch. Right. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Rather than me looking like him. Yeah. I think the big old round face probably had a lot to do with
it. I think you were skinnier.
Yeah, but we both had those big, huge, like, our face like around like a satellite dish, you know. We had the Kennedy jowls down below him with this little thing, you know, like a pelican pouch hanging out a little bit. You got those. 5411 says, is ESPN picking up World Cup coverage? I can't believe they let the NBA end in 5 and the NHL end in 6. So much greed. Figure we could get them say game 7s in both. Yeah, one thing about ESPN coverage, Fox has it. So the ESPN will talk about the WNBA the next few days rather than the World Cup because they don't have it.
100%, yes.
When ESPN had NASCAR – on Monday mornings or Sunday nights, man, that was the lead story. And then they didn't have NASCAR forever. It's like, you wouldn't know that NASCAR even ran a race on the weekend. It's all about self-promoting of their stuff.
Did you see the viewership numbers from Friday night, by the way?
For the World Cup, United States?
Just for the U.S.'s game.
No.
$26 million.
Really?
Yep.
Let's go.
Yep.
So that's a good number. And that's 9 o'clock on a Friday night. That's date night, I think, too.
Yeah.
Now, 3 o'clock won't go as well on a Friday afternoon. People do have to work. That number will drop a little bit. But mark my words, the third game now we face...
Toiki
there. Let me find out the time of that one. Bear with me here. That will be... schedule-wise, where can I find that, Will? I think that's a night game as well. I think that's a Thursday night game. Oh, it's a late one, though. Isn't it like 10 o'clock or something?
That is 10 p.m. on Thursday, June 25th.
See, yes. Now that's where you messed up. Yeah, that's got to go prime time. I'm sorry. It's United States. It's the host country. You got to do better than 10 o'clock on a Thursday. Even 10 o'clock on a Friday or Saturday night, you can't do that, man. The World Cup, you got to do better. I don't know who set that up for television-wise, but soccer's got to learn from football. Primetime game, primetime TV slot. I can't be going at 10 o'clock. Now, I know that's Eastern time here, where the rest of the country might see it. So the West has got to carry us through all that. And maybe they're just thinking we include the West Coast. You know, for once, we might get a little West Coast in it. But, nah, you got to do better in your scheduling than that. Because in 2 weeks, I will not be up at 10 o'clock on a Friday night. I mean, on Thursday night, knowing I got to be at work the next day. That won't happen. Got to do better. Second break. Final break. Final segment coming up. We'll get a poll update question. Go to our app or go to the website and vote on the polls. We have four choices. College World Series, NBA Championship, NHL Championship, and World Cup. Or United States impressive victory in the World Cup. So vote on that. We'll get that. We'll take some phone calls. I got a bunch more texts to get to. Final segment of a Reaction Monday show right after this. Feed sings, and he can't pronounce half the countries. He mispronounces them. We might play that. Can you look that up for me? Let's listen to that. I Show Speed World Cup song. It's one of it might be the worst song you've ever heard in your life. But the guy can't pronounce it. You guys ever heard of this one before? You've heard it? Well, obviously, my geography guy's heard it. So let me know when you get that one ready. Brad Hughes, my Allstate agent. Good answer. Brad Hughes, good answer. Allstate 293-3001. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. BradHughesInsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. We did a great job there when we got with Brad Hughes, and we combined our auto owners' rates with our homeowners' rates and got better coverage as a result. We love it. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Got to pull for Texas over Bama today with uniforms. Got to pull for... I'm sorry, Georgia fans. I got to pull for Oklahoma today. Oklahoma's playing good baseball at this point in time. And then Denny Hamlin, that's something we hadn't talked enough about. Denny Hamlin's won 3 in a row in NASCAR, and closing that Tyler Reddick gap right now with him, NASCAR's kind of been on fire as of late. And Pocono was another good race yesterday as far as that goes. Bud Cauley won. How about the fact that you're 36 years old, you've been on tour for years, you've never won, and you end up winning that one? Because your Mets and Braves, Mets take 2 out of 3 there, and then but now the Braves have the Giants off day today, and then the Giants for home. And then the two finals, Stanley Cup Finals, NBA Finals. Both were close, both were exciting, both were fairly historic through all that. Do we have I Show Speed World Cup song? This is terrible. And the main thing there is how bad the song is, and then some mispronunciations of very basic countries.
I can't stress enough how terrible of a song this is.
This is one of the worst songs we've ever played on the show.
Here we go.
Very simple. The guy should not mispronounce.
And he's been to those countries.
You would think. Let's introduce our intern today with our 2-minute drill. Skip the music, buddy. 2-minute drill. What do you have for me?
No. Passing right, it over, come over, Avery. All right, let's go.
You got to have anything. Avery, what you got for me? Anything in the sports world, 15 seconds. Give me any thought, non-sports, sports, anything in the world. Avery's first, go.
U.S. Open golf tournament starts this weekend.
Let's go. All right, Adams, what you got for me?
Giannis Antetokounmpo is going to be a member of the Miami Heat in 3 weeks.
Miami Heat is the prediction there. Very good. Hey, the guys came through. They did a good job with that one. What do you have for me, Will Clinton?
Hey, we got another heck of a sports day today. June has just been killing it with sports. Like
May and June were great.
Yes. We got College World Series, as you previously mentioned, elimination game, Alabama-Texas, and you got the UGA-Oklahoma nightcap game at 7. We got 4 World Cup games, starting with Spain, Cape Verde. Don't watch that. watch Belgium, Egypt, 3 p.m. That's going to be a good matchup.
Good stuff. Eric Newton, TigerNestProperties.com, Newton Scott Associates. Get in touch with them. Anything you need in real estate in Clemson, get in touch with those good folks. They'll build your next home for you. They'll answer any of your questions at EricNewton.com. Adams, great job. Avery, great job. Will, great job. Got a busy one planned for you tomorrow. Up next to my favorite people, Faxon and Sam, have a great Monday. Most importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's when we will see you right here on the radio.